We now do the third segment regarding what happens at death. We spoke about the malaika coming down when they come to take the ruh of a believer. In this segment, we look at the malaika who come down to extract the ruh of a disbeliever, a kafir. So the Rawi, the narrator says, وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ الْكَافِرَ إِذَا كَانَ فِي الْقِطَاعِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, that when a disbeliever is about to depart from this world, وَإِقْبَالٍ مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ, and is about now to approach the year after, نَزَلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَائِكَةٌ سُودُ الْوُجُوبِ, that a group of malaika with intensely black, dark faces descend, and ma'ahum al-masuhu, and with them they bring a coarse, very rough cloth, and fayajlisuna minhu madd al-basar, and they come down and they sit around him as far as his eyes can see. Thumma yaji'u malakul maut, and then they wait for the angel of death, Malakul Maut, to come to extract the ruh. Hatta yajlisa inda ra'sihi, and he comes down and he sits at the head side of this disbeliever. Fayaqulu ayyatuha an-nafsul khabitha, and then the angel, Malakul Maut, addresses this person, this disbeliever, and says, O impure soul, أخرجي إلى سخط من الله, come out to the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال, and when this disbeliever, when the soul hears these words, that come out to the anger and the wrath of Allah, فتفرق في جسده, this, the ruh clings to the body, it refuses to come out. And فَيَنْتَزِعُهَا, and the angel of death then has to extract this ruh. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives an example of how this ruh clings and refuses to come out. And he says, كَمَا يُنْزَعُ السَّفُودُ مِنَ السُّوفِ الْمَبْلُولِ, just like, you know, wet wool is extracted from a iron rod, you know, and a heated iron rod, and when you wet wool is placed within it and it is extracted, you see those pieces all fragmented. And that is how the ruh of this disbeliever comes out, فَيَأْخُذَهَا, then Malakul Maut takes this ruh. فَإِذَا أَخَذَهَا لَمْ يَدَعُوهَ فِي يَدِهِ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ, and when he takes it, they, the angels that have come down, do not leave the ruh even for the wink of an eye with the angel of death. So he passes over the ruh that is all fragmented, torn, and he moves on. حَتَّى يَجْعَلُوهَا فِي تِلْكَ الْمَسُوْ, they then shroud the ruh of this believer in that very coarse cloth. And as they shroud it, وَتَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا كَأَنْتَنِ رِيحِ جِيفَ وُجِدَتْ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ, and what the most foul-smelling odor emanates from this ruh, such smell that is not found on the surface of this earth. And فَيَسْعَدُونَ بِهَا, and then this entourage, they go up with this ruh. فَلَا يَمُرُّونَ بِهَا عَلَى مَلَأٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and they do not pass any group of angels. إِلَّا قَالُوا مَا هَذَا الرُّوحُ الْخَبِيثُ, who is this wicked soul that is coming up? فَيَقُولُونَ, they say, فُلَانُ بْنُ فُلَانٍ, so-and-so, son of so-and-so, بِأَقْبَحِ أَسْمَائِهِ, التي كان يسمى بها في الدنيا, using the vilest of words that he could be referred to in this world. So the angels then, like the ruh of the believer is taken up to the first heaven, they also take the ruh of this disbeliever up to the first heaven, فَيُسْتَفْتَحُ لَهُ, and they ask permission for it to ascend. فَلَا يُفْتَحُ لَهُ, permission is not granted. So they take the angels, go up to the lower heaven, and the permission is not granted. ثُمَّ قَرَأَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, then Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم read a verse of the Quran that says, لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ, that the doors of the heavens will not open for them. In other words, the ruh will not ascend. وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ, neither will they ever enter Jannah. حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَامِ, until a camel is able to penetrate through the eye of the needle. Until a camel is able to penetrate through the eye of a needle, meaning it's impossible. Just as it is impossible for a camel to penetrate through the eye of a needle, so would it be impossible for this ruh to ever now expect the mercy of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, at that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then issues a decree, اُكْتُبُوا كِتَابَهُ فِي سِجِّينَ, that decree or his abode in the Sijjin. So we, in the for the believers, the arwah in Alam and Barzakh is Illiyin, where the souls of the believers reside. And the disbelievers, their souls in Alam-e-Arwah and the Barzakh reside in a place called Sijjin. And where is the Sijjin? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Fil ardil sufla, in the lowest part of the earth. So this the fatut rahu ruhuhu tarhan, and then this ruh is then flung from the top, from the lower heavens. Thumma qara'a, and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam read another verse of the Quran that says, "Wa may yushrik billah," that person who associates partners from Allah, فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, it is as if he has fallen from the skies. Through has fallen from the skies, فَتَخْتَفُ تَيْرُ, and it is so helpless, weakless, almost like left to the mercy of the birds, like something flying and the birds snatch it. أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ سَحِيقٍ, or the wind blows it to a distant place. It has no value. It has, body or weight, that it's just thrown like something useless. And after that, فَتُعَادُ رُوحُهُ فِي جَسَدِهِ, his ruh is then returned to his body. Now he's already buried in the grave. وَيَأْتِهِ مَلَكَانِ, and then the two angels come to him, فَيُتْلِسَانِهِ, and they make him sit upright, فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ, and then they ask him the three questions. مَنْ رَبُّكَ, who is your Rabb? And his answer is, ha ha. He just mutters something, unable to say the word Allah. And فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ مَا دِينُكَ, and they ask him, what is your deen? What did you follow? فَيَقُولُ هَا هَا, he says something, he mutters something insensible and says, لَا أَدْرِي, I don't know. فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ مَا هَذَا الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ, they ask him, they show him the image of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and says, who was this man that was sent to you? And he replies inaudibly, saying, لَا أَدْرِي, I know not. فَيُنَادِي مُنَادِي مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, a caller then calls out from the skies and skies and kadhaba, that he has lied. He has lied. He cannot claim ignorance. فَأَفْرِشُوهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. And then the order is given that prepare his bed of fire in his grave. وَفْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى النَّارِ. And open a window, an opening for him that is from the hell, from hellfire. فَيَأْتِيهِ مِنْ حَرِّهَا. And the heat then penetrates, enters his grave from the fire, from the hell. وَيُضَيَّقُ عَلَيْهِ قَبْرَهُ. And his qabr then constricts and becomes narrow. حَتَّى تَخْتَلِفَ فِيهِ أَدْلَاعُهُ. Until his rib cages intertwine. That is how the how narrow the grave becomes. SubhanAllah.